So looking at the next page, which looks at the recommendations, these are to the Minister of Finance. The first one there is, it's recommended basically that National Treasury works with the Minister of Tourism to determine the budget required to ensure the full recovery of the tourism sector. Here, after Treasury determines the amount required for recovery, it considers appropriating a special ring-fenced budget to rescue the tourism sector. The following section focuses on generic recommendations for the Department of Tourism and South African Tourism, and these are directed to the Minister of Tourism. It is recommended that the Minister of Tourism institutes investigations using services of a reputable and independent body for all the reported cases of financial maladministration in both the department as well as South Africa Tourism. The investigations are basically aligned to the findings of the Auditor General. I won't go through those as those are clearly outlined in the report. So going straight to 9.4, it is also recommended that the Minister of Tourism ensures the development as well as implementation of effective action plans. And these are to address audit findings, prevent repeat findings, as well as share these action plans with the committee. 9.5, it is recommended to the minister that it avoids material misstatements through ensuring that financial statements submitted for auditing purposes are prepared in accordance with a prescribed financial reporting framework and comply with the enabling legislation. It is also recommended to the minister that management enhances review processes on the annual performance report as well as the annual performance plan. This is to ensure consistency between what is planned as well as the reported performance information, and also to ensure that performance indicators are specific. It is also recommended that the minister implements consequence management for supply chain management transgressions and financial mismanagement in relation to the reported findings on expenditure management as well as procurement and contract management. Appropriate and effective steps are taken to prevent irregular expenditure from proper contract management and expenditure management, and that compliance is strengthened with prescribed procurement prescripts. And it's also recommended that the minister ensures the implementation of internal controls relating to expenditure and that expenses are recorded appropriately when incurred. Here, in relation to supply chain management, the following needs to be done by both the department as well as the entity, and that is to implement adequate controls, to adhere to laws and regulations. They need to evaluate whether the goods and services received are at market value. It is important that accounting authorities should investigate the awarding of bids and take action when necessary. It's also important that action plans are implemented in time, as these assist in addressing audit findings of previous years. It is also significantly important that preventative controls should be strengthened, and this is to ensure that no irregular expenditure is incurred. Okay, and then the next one focuses on strengthening internal processes, and this is to eliminate any deficiencies through the following: automation of processes for early detection of potential non-compliance, improving on internal controls, as well as on improving reviews and tracking performance against the predetermined objectives. Ultimately, to ensure also that the expenditure of the budget appropriated is used in a cost-effective manner. That is the ultimate aim. And then the next one focuses on recommendations to the minister with regard to the Department of Tourism. They start as follows. The minister should constantly update the committee on the process of reviewing the tourism policy review currently underway. That is with regard to the white paper. The minister is requested to table the high-level forensic report to the committee on the infrastructure projects that were implemented through the expanded public works program within 3 months. The minister is requested to follow up on the corruption cases dismissed by the disciplinary committee chairperson and in relation to the expanded public works program irregularities. The minister is requested to table the audit action plan to the committee, and this is to establish how the department will address the audit findings. And then in relation to the Tourism Relief Fund, the minister has been requested to investigate whether evaluation criteria and processes were applied consistently and to determine whether instances of preferential treatment of applicants occurred. If such occurred, the necessary steps should be taken to recover funding. The minister is requested to recover the payments that were made to beneficiaries who did not meet the criteria. And the minister is lastly also requested to improve the control environment. And this is to detect whether persons in the service of the state are actually related to applicants or have an interest in businesses that claimed from the fund, and that the overpayment to the beneficiary also be recovered. The next recommendation is in relation to the Tourist Guide Relief Fund and the Tourism Equity Fund. Here, the request to the minister is for her office to conduct an investigation with regard to payments that were made to beneficiaries who did not qualify to this fund, or rather for this fund. And the department should also leverage from the lessons that were learned from the two relief funds and ensure that these are applied to the Tourism Equity Fund so that the same concerns or findings are not do not affect the Tourism Equity Fund. And then the management should also investigate the exceptions and should implement a process to recover funds that were paid to non-qualifying beneficiaries. And then under 9.19, the request to the minister is to improve, or rather to her office, is to improve the uptake on the Tourism Transformation Fund. And this is particularly with regard to them simplifying the qualification criteria. A concern when it comes to this particular fund is that there's been low uptake of this fund. I think it is in 2019-20, the fund is allocated about 40 million annually, and about only 2 million was actually disbursed to qualifying beneficiaries, which is quite concerning, especially in view of the objectives of the Tourism Transformation Fund. And then 9.20, the minister is being asked to basically develop an investment plan, or rather her office. And this investment plan is to guide or assist the department in engaging with more private developers to implement the outcomes of the tourism master plans that the department continues to commission, and that feedback on these be provided to the committee on a quarterly basis. The committee's request to the minister is also for constant updates on the court interdict against the Tourism Equity Fund. And then the recommendation pertaining to the expanded public works projects includes the following. The request to the minister's office is that the high-level forensic report be shared with the committee on this on these infrastructure projects. The request is also that irregular expenditure and supply chain processes and payments be prevented. It's also requested that the department improves contract management for projects that are implemented by external service providers. And then 9.22.5, it's also requested that the department continues to strengthen project planning and contract management to eliminate delays in the implementation of projects. Okay, and then the next section focuses on recommendations that are being made to the minister with regard to South African tourism. Okay, so 9.23, the Minister of Tourism should, in line with the government process of repurposing entities, strengthen and stabilize governance of South African tourism. And this is by ensuring that the board has a permanent chairperson, expediting the process of appointing a chief executive officer, and also expediting the process of appointing the chief operations officer. It's also requested, or rather the committee is requesting that the minister provide the committee with the steps being followed to recover funds that were allegedly misappropriated by the former chief executive officer in regard to the TOMSA levy. That the minister share the forensic report commissioned by the board on the misallocation and misappropriation of funds in relation to the collaborative fund and levy in the implementation of the TOMSA levies. That the entity develop a strategy on hosting hybrid events, and this is to attract more international events to South Africa. That the entity implement a marketing investment framework, and this one specifically prioritizing domestic tourism as a means to boost the recovery of the sector. The entity develop a framework or how South African tourism intends to work with the missions abroad in collaboration with the Department of International Relations and Cooperation. And that in the wake of the recent civil unrest, the entity implement international campaigns aimed at boosting the image of South Africa as a safe destination. The entity provide quarterly updates on milestones that are reached, specifically in terms of implementing the tourism recovery plan. The entity is being requested to provide the committee with quarterly updates on bids that it secures, and that these be categorized according to size, provinces, as well as towns. That the entity provide a quarterly update on the number of enterprises that are enrolled in the grading incentive program, and these be categorized according to provinces and towns. And then the entity also conduct a study on the future impact of COVID-19 on the sector in relation to health passports. And lastly, that the entity provide a report on the experiences that it has had in the recent hybrid meetings that it hosted, such as the Africa Tourism Summit. And that is basically the last of the recommendations to both the South African Tourism as well as the department. In terms of the conclusion, basically, the report has outlined the performance of the department as well as the South African Tourism in relation to their predetermined measurable objectives for the 2020-21 financial year and the budget allocated. While some of the challenges experienced by the department in the year under review were beyond their control, the unfortunate part here is that historical challenges, especially on project management, remain. Now, the audit outcome for the department for this particular year is unchanged. And while this is positive news, however, the issue with regard to expenditure patterns is concerning. And what the issue of flouting of internal controls as well as ongoing irregular expenditure as raised by the Auditor General is also an issue of concern for the committee. In the 2019-20 financial year, the department assured the committee of its commitment to addressing the findings of the action plan. However, the inadequate response to the action plan by the department could be the reason why some of the findings that were highlighted occurred during the period under review. And the unfortunate part of South African Tourism obtaining a qualified audit opinion, which is a regression from the previous financial year, it's something from, based on what happened in the 2019-20 reporting period, the entity was equipped by the Auditor General with an action plan to address audit findings. Therefore, the regression in performance, basically, it points to inadequate implementation of the action plan. And according to the entity, some of these findings could have been controlled and they did not need to happen as they did. So basically, in response to the above, all that has been highlighted, the committee will be working closely with the Auditor General to track the implementation of action plans and to address these findings. It will also be monitoring the achievement of the 2030 targets as set out in the National Tourism Sector Strategy as well as the National Development Plan. Ladies and gentlemen, or rather members and chairperson, that is the report for the committee. And I hand over back to you, chairperson, on the way forward. Chairperson, I'm finished.
Thank you very much, Ms. Loni. We are now going to allow the honorable members to deliberate on BRRR, but we are going to do that section by section. Can you go to the page where you started? Key findings. Honorable members, can we do the key findings? Can we deliberate on the key findings? Any hands? Are we happy with how they are?
Yes, Chair, I'm happy.
Is that the spirit of the meeting? So that we pass. And can we move? Can we move from the key findings to observations, honorable members? Don't rush. Can we go to the findings? Observations, yes. Honorable members? I don't see hands. Are we fine with how they are? Are they a true reflection of what we've been deliberating on?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mbushe. Is that the spirit of the meeting?
Yes, Chair.
Can we move? To South African tourism. Honorable members, is there anything there from you?
Nothing. Thank you.
Honorable Gomba.
Yes, Honorable Chair, I think we are covered today.
Is that the spirit of the meeting?
Yes, Chair.
Are we all covered?
Honorable Chair.
Yes, Honorable Stole.
Yes, I'm covered, but I have a concern on the qualified audit with material findings. We don't have the time frames because you see these findings, the old findings. But there's no time frames that we put on our findings so that we can monitor according to the time frame that you put. Thank you, Chair.
What time frames are you suggesting? Taking into cognizance the fact that on the 7th we are done with our work as a committee.
Okay, because we have to.
So you can put those time frames anyway.
Okay, thank you. Because I think our time frame should be quarterly.
Honorable Stoll.
Yes, my sister.
I was suggesting 2 weeks, 1 week, next year.
If can be a quarter, every first quarter, second quarter, so that we must know that their performance, their performance are being operation.
That's a suggestion, honorable members. Can I get any seconder or something contrary to that?
Honorable Chair, can I come in? Although my hand is not up.
You must raise your hands with the system. Are you tired already? You want to take you?
No, Honorable Chair, my phone is new, so I don't know how to use it just yet. It's a new phone I'm using today.
Oh.
Yes, Honorable Chair.
An early Christmas present for you.
Okay. Yes, Honorable Chair. Yes, Honorable Chair, although I raised the issue that I'm satisfied and have been covered, but I think Honorable Stoll is coming with a very important point of time frames. Because if the department can tell us on their improvement on a quarterly basis, based on what was suggested as a problem-solving measure, I think it will assist us to know how much improvement that we're getting through their quarterly reports. So I think Honorable Sithole is correct, and I would really support him on that. Thank you.
Is there anyone with a contrary view? No one.
Chair, don't worry, I did not raise my hand, Chair. I think the point that the members are raising should go to recommendations, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Bushi. Then we're going to, effect that on the recommendations. Okay. So if there's nothing on the observations, say, with regards to SA tourism, we can move. First. Who's rushing like this? The spelling of recommendations on point 9 must be corrected. Did you see that, Mr. Bolton?
Yes, Chairperson, I can see.
Yeah, there's a spell error there, so we need to correct that.
Yes, I see that there's double C.
going to affect the issue of the time frame. That was the recommendation earlier on. Is there any other issue on the recommendations, honorable members? Can we see hands on the system? Because as things stand, there are no hands. And I take it as if you are fine with the recommendations that are there.
Yes, Chair, Ms. Xhego, I think we are fine, but I had a question around what was suggested by Honorable Mbushe, that what was suggested during the deliberations be considered in the recommendations. I did not get the summary of the meeting around that. Otherwise, I am fine with the report also, Chair.
Me alone, last man cut. Honorable Tago?
Chairperson?
Yes, I did not get what you were saying, Honorable Tago.
I was saying, Chair, I agree with the report as presented, but I was having a concern around what was suggested by Honorable Mbushe to say what was suggested and seconded by
another member suggested by Honorable Stole and seconded by another honorable member be included in the recommendations. I did not get the response of the meeting around that.
But it is a recommendation in its nature, but it's okay. We'll deliberate on that. Honorable Stole? Honorable Stole?
Thank you, Chair. I was checking the Chair on unrest, because if you check that one, but I don't see it now, I don't know, but I did saw it when they were presenting. Because they're supposed to say the unrest was that KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. Our report is supposed to
Mr. Poltina.
Highlight that.
Mr. Poltina. Yeah. Don't rush. The Quelli Express now. Second page. So those are the recommendations. You must slowly move. Don't be fast, so that honorable members can see the recommendations. Move. Scroll. Yes. Wait. Okay. Move. There's 9.10. Yes. Okay. Made earlier on, Honorable Poltina. Going to be 9 point what, Mr. Bolton?
Hello, Chair.
The recommendation which was added earlier on, are you putting it under the minister or where are you going to effect that?
The time frame, Chairperson.
So if I got down the time frame. Oh yes. Honorable members.
The Chair, I think we can place it at the top where the recommendations are starting, Chair. Where we would say, then we requested the department or the minister to provide the feedback to the committee on quarterly basis on the following recommendations.
Yes.
Then if we do it that way, then we know that we cover everything, the Chairperson.
Honorable members, is that fine?
It will find the honorable Chairperson.
You are breaking, Mam Pomp, with your new phone.
Yes, honorable Chairperson, agree with what honorable Stino was raising now, to put it right at the beginning.
Is there any...
Okay.
So that everything is covered.
Mary Jiggy's and a pony, I don't enjoy me. Yeah.
Honorable members, the suggestion is that we put that on the top of our recommendations. And seconded, is that the spirit of the meeting?
Yes, Chair.
Is there anyone with a contrary view to this one? Okay. Can we move? Continue. Amba put. Conclusion? Are we fine with the conclusion? I want to suggest that the time frames also be affected on the conclusion. Don't leave them there on top as we conclude. Page 67. Or page of Kabela. Is there any hands on the conclusion, honorable members? Can we move for the adoption of the report with those slight amendments?
Yes, Chair.
Honorable Mbushe. Honorable Mbushe.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks, Chair. I move for adoption of the report, Chair, with those slight amendments. Thanks.
Honorable Chair?
Yeah,
can I put Honorable Gomba seconds the adoption of the report?
But thank I you. Noted Honorable. Honorable Clago?
Yes, Chair, I was raising my hand to second Honorable Mbushe on the adoption share with those slight amendments. Thank you very much. That our report be considered.
Okay. Honorable members, is there anyone with a contrary view? Are we all in agreement that our report be considered?
Agreed, Chair.
Is there someone shouting, Chair? Did I hear correct?
Yes, correct.
Who is that?
It is Honorable Moses Kwamba.
Honorable who?
Matsidis Tomelina Gomba.
Yes, Honorable Gomba.
Yes, I say everything I agree with it, Honorable Chair.
I wanted the contrary view to that.
No, there's no view. Thank you.
So we are all in agreement that our report be considered and we are adopting it. Honorable Busha, is that a legacy hand?
No, Chair. No, Chair, it's a new one, Chair. Though I'm not sure if I'm not out of order, na, Chair. Chair, a slight concern on the recommendation. I understand that we have adopted the report and all that, but
Now you want to put another change.
No, Chair. It's just okay. The firmness of our recommendation in terms of the wording, the should or I'm not sure, Chair, but let me leave it, Chair.
You want to put what should?
Must. Like the department must instead of should, and this thing of like we are rubbing shoulders with them. Yeah. And yeah.
The recommendations, they don't sound firm. If we put should, we must say must.
Ditcho njalo, Chair, I'm not sure if I'm correct.
Hey, I can't hear you. Oh, you are breaking. Perhaps it's my
yes, Chair.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yes, Chair. What I'm suggesting, Chair, is that. But I'm not sure England is too far, Che.
Hey, Gosia. Yeah.
Must you go there?
Hey, I get English properly. Mr. Boltina.
Hello, Chairperson.
Are you capturing all these slight amendments?
Yes, Chair, we are taking notes, Chair, as members are making inputs.
On the recommendation,
yes, on the recommendation.
Yes, must, not should. Did you capture that?
Yes, we've captured that, Chair.
Okay. So you can lower your hand, Honorable Bush, so that we don't have legacy hands. So, honorable members, we have considered our report as such, and those slight amendments will be effected, and then a report which will be reflecting those slight amendments will be sent to all of us, and our report is therefore considered as such. So we are now moving to the next point on our agenda. So the report is duly by the portfolio committee. Mr. Boltina?
Hello, Chairperson?
Minutes.
Okay. Chair, thank you, Chair. Chairperson, in front of the committee has three sets of minutes. The first set is the minutes of the committee of the 9th of November, where we met with the Office of the Auditor General at 9 o'clock on the 9th November.
then there's no minutes on the screen, Mr. Bolte.
Okay, sorry, Chair.
I get to send the minutes to all of us. We do have the copies. And I think if we read, can you fly to the minutes? The first ones.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to do. Doctor, can you do it from your side, please? Are they reflecting now, Chair?
Next, Dolo.
Not yet. Okay. Okay, there we are, Chairperson.
Hey, honorable members, page one, do we have anything? Next page. Those were the apologies. Scroll. Honorable members. Comments. There's no indication of hands. Scroll down. Page 6. Honorable Boltina.
Hello, Chair.
Hey, Mr. Boltina, buya. Uyumva. Uyumva futhi. Yeah, there's a spell error on quality of performance, and this sentence there, the department, we must do the spacing. There.
Okay.
Start 3.1.6.
Okay, thank you, Chair.
Can move. And the 3.1.7.
Okay, the spacing, Chair.
Okay, move. To 1.9 spacing there on the Isha lockdown futhi ibuya uya uyumva 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 Mr. Kuti. Yes, investigate 1 2 3 3.2 1.9 bullet 3 spacing. I see no hands. When I see no hands, I move. Okay. Consequence management must be enforced, do not shoot. That's not what we said. Page 11. Honorable Shamima, wait. Honorable Mr. Pontina, wait. Honorable Mashamima. Honorable Winkler, unmute. We don't hear your voice. We don't know whether you're talking or what.
Hey, can you hear me now, Chair?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on. So we had discussed in the committee that when these consequence management and when investigations had been concluded, that those reports are then submitted to the committee for us to peruse as well.
Is it not there? Did you capture that, Mr. Bulletin? Because that's what you said.
Yes, Chairperson, it should be there under committee resolutions, Chair.
Okay.
Okay.
Page 11. The resolutions. But what Honorable Shamima has raised is not there. And the minister must ensure that those responsible are investigated.
scroll down.
Smart care.
Honorable members, there you have it. The minutes, a true reflection of our deliberations. If yes, can we move for the adoption of the minutes?
Honorable Chair.
Honorable Winkler. Honorable Shamima.
Yes, Chair?
Yes, you have it.
Oh, no, it's a legacy hand. Sorry, I'll take it down.
Okay. Honorable Kago.
Yes, Chairperson. I raised before you suggested that what are we saying about the minutes, Chair? There was something on page 11. Something on page 11 that I was to correct. There is the I think England is coming closer my house here.
What is that?
There was something that the chair on page 11. Can you?
We are scrolling.
Yes. Let me look at it, Chair. It was the. On a summary by the chairperson. The committee resolution.
Mr. Bolton.
Just check there. The sentence was stating that the chair is not in front of me now. Can you scroll? Hey, I don't see, I raised it, the hand then, Chair. But since I don't see it now, the doubling of the D, there were two D's there.
Oh, okay, perhaps it was corrected.
Yeah, perhaps it was corrected during the time I was raising the hand. Maybe it was corrected. Nonetheless, Chair, I stand to move for the adoption of the minutes with those corrections that have been made.
Your mic is unmuted.
I have moved for adoption of minutes, Chair.
I see no hands seconding the minutes adoption.
Honorable Chair, can I second? I move for the secondment of the adoption of the minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mr. Minister. Adopted with those corrections. Can you get the next set of minutes?
Yes, Honorable Mr. Boltina.
Hello, Chairperson. Chair, the members will notice that this set of minutes is the meeting of the 2 o'clock that we had with the department. Because initially in the morning we had two sessions. Session one was the Auditor General, and then the second session was with the Department of Tourism, Chairperson. So these minutes of 2 o'clock up to 5 o'clock is a reflection of that meeting, Chairperson.
Okay. Scroll down. Next page. Next page.